AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Coast Guard believes the cargo ship El Faro sank as it was being battered by Hurricane Joaquin last Thursday. Captain Mark Fedor tells reporters multiple survival suits, life rafts, and other debris have been found along with a body. He adds that the 33 crew members on board faced a daunting task as the ship was going down.
They would have been abandoning ship into a Category 4 hurricane. So you're talking up to 140 mile an hour winds, seas upwards of 50 feet, visibility basically at zero. Those are challenging conditions to survive in.
Coast Guard cutters, an aircraft, and a U.S. Navy plane continue searching the seas off the Bahamas for the missing crew. Nine people are known dead in two states in weather-related incidents after as much as 2 feet of rain fell in South Carolina. Governor Nikki Haley tells NBC's Today Show.
We've never seen anything like this before, and we're used to rain on the coast. To see it all the way up in the upstate and the mountains, that's not something we're used to. I think the highest level we've seen so far is 24 inches. So this is not anything people want to get out in.
Floodwaters nearly reached the stoplights on a street in downtown Columbia. There have been hundreds of rescues and close to 400 roads, 150 bridges have been washed out. The top commander of U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan says the U.S. airstrike that killed 22 at a Doctors Without Borders medical clinic in the city of Kunduz over the weekend was requested by Afghan troops. General John Campbell corrected the initial statement that Saturday's attack was in defense of U.S. forces. Meni Nicolai, the president of the international group, says there is no excuse for the airstrike.
This is a severe, severe violation of international humanitarian law, and it's completely unacceptable.
Doctors Without Borders is demanding an independent investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 200. The Nasdaq has gained 46. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton wants changes in the nation's gun laws, including an end to sales of military-style and automatic weapons. She also opposes efforts to make it easier for people to arm themselves.
If somebody has an automatic weapon, or even worse, an assault weapon that is a military instrument of war, and you're somehow supposed to be able to stop that with your own gun, that has never made any sense.
Clinton is calling for the closing of the so-called gun show loophole and universal background checks for all potential gun buyers. An Amtrak train has derailed in central Vermont. It's not clear yet if there are any injuries. Several media outlets report Vermont State Police and local fire and rescue agencies responding to the scene in Northfield. That's about 10 miles from the capital, Montpelier. And the Washington Nationals have fired manager Matt Williams and his entire coaching staff. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.